Dave, the DBs that are committing to Florida, the five-star DBs, are not apparently aware that the Big Ten canceled and nobody else is going to play because of this. Do they know this, Dave?
I don't know, Bill. I think nothing should happen. No commitments, no practice, nothing. You know, if it was according to some other people out there, everything should be shut down. But, big news for the Gators, of course, the past couple of days or whatever. One, kind of a surprise when he announced in Jason Marshall. That one was trending Miami for about the last week or so. It thought to be a Florida-Alabama battle. Alabama thought Florida was in good shape, and you know, Florida thought Alabama was in good shape, but both schools thought their own schools were in pretty good shape there at the end. And then Miami comes along. These kids are from Miami, Palmetto, Jason Marshall and Corey Collier. We've pointed out that school for about the last, since February, Bill, since this last recruiting cycle started, how important it would be for Florida to get these guys. And Leonard Taylor, the defensive lineman from that school, committed to Miami, I think it was last Thursday or last Friday or whatever. And even Jason Marshall, from everything we heard, it was kind of trending that he was looking at Miami as well. And, credit to Florida staff for, behind the scenes, Bill, keeping working and keeping on Marshall and eventually pulling him away from a Miami team that's surging on the trail lately and, beating Alabama for one of the top, in-state players and DBs there. Florida's lost some recent wide receiver battles to Alabama. So this one was kind of one Florida needed to get, Bill. And on Sunday, Marshall announced that he was going to commit to Florida. As you mentioned, he's a five-star, 29th-ranked player in the country there. So, Florida not only getting a big-time in-state guy, but just a big-time player in general. And these are the kind of battles Dan Mullen needed to start winning to make this roster better. And, Florida's had no problems bringing in defensive backs, and that continued. Corey Collier yesterday, the safety from Miami Palmetto as well. Big time player there, Bill, and he's a five-star rival. So, but the 24/7 Sports composite has him as the 83rd-ranked player and a four-star on the composite. So, yeah, big time pickups for the Gators, Bill, and it was kind of needed for this class. We kind of behind the scenes maybe. Recruiting had been trending the wrong way a bit, and you saw what Miami was doing. And then a lot of credit to the staff, Bill, for just kind of keeping on these guys and in the end getting their commitment. So, of course, got to hang on to them up until December, February, or whatever. But for now, Florida's in great shape moving forward. And not too many spots left, Bill, for this class. So Florida's probably going to be pretty picky and choosy from here on out.
What are they saying in Florida in general about college football, because you got ACC schools, you got the SEC school there, the Gators. What's being said?
Publicly, and I think fan-wise, Bill, I think most fans want to see their teams play. I think we've come to this point now where, I've heard you talking to your show, there are a lot of things open and happening right now. And look at it, and I know when Major League Baseball started and everything that happened with the Marlins, and that kind of scared and shot some people away and kind of projecting forward of the way college football is going to work, because these teams are going to travel like these baseball teams are. They're not going to be in a bubble that, with the Marlins being a Florida team, everybody's just kind of really focused in and honed in on that it didn't look good there, but they seem to have kind of bounced back from that. So, I think down here, Bill, there is a lot of just kind of wanting to see. Everybody got excited last week, of course, when the ACC announced their schedule, and then we found out the 10th opponents for Florida, or 9th and 10th opponents for Florida being Arkansas and Texas A&M. So, you had this big news blast and kind of a big ray of hope with the schedules getting announced, and then just a couple of days later that Big Ten and maybe the Pac-12 or by Tuesday are going to decide that they don't want to play anymore. From what I can tell, Bill, down here, everybody's just kind of fed up with that angst of it. And I don't know if there's a whole lot of confidence that we'll get a whole season in or that we'll even play. But I do think it was an overreaction by the Big 12 or Big Ten and the Pac-12 of what's the rush? And I don't believe that I know it came out late last night that, hey, the voting is going to be on whether to delay the start of the season, not cancel the season. I think that was just because of backlash. I think the public opinion out there of and all the throwback from the players and the Big Ten's own coaches and the players nationally. I think everybody saw that and was like, hey, you know, maybe we are making this decision too fast. So I think they'll vote today, and if they vote today, it will be maybe to delay the start of the season and maybe not cancel it. But I think all that was due to just the backlash there. And what's the problem with waiting? And I think the SEC made the right decision right away to have a start for September 26th, and you need to see how the NFL responds and what the game of football looks like with this coronavirus and what happens when your fellow students get back on campus. And the SEC and other conferences delayed their start so they can get that and they can get the right data and they can get all the necessary information before they even start a season. And I think a lot of people making the decisions for the Big Ten and Pac-12 necessarily, they for whatever reason just didn't want to wait, and they were on the verge of canceling yesterday. But I think the public backlash from media, players out there, the national player movement of they want to play, I just think that really led to some rethinking from those conferences.
Pac-12 always catches heat because of Larry Scott, and rightfully so, their commissioner. But right now, the Big Ten looks more poorly run, perhaps, than anybody. You trot out your schedule not long ago with the dates, and we're going to start playing September 3rd for some teams. 3rd through the 5th is that first array of games. And then just a couple days later, it's panic mode. We can't play, apparently. What happened? What changed in 72 hours or whatever the time period was? Makes no sense at all, unless you're poorly run.
And like you said, they were the first ones to say they were going to play a conference-only schedule and all that, and they were kind of getting praised for that. And all the other conferences are panicking, and they're going to follow the Big Ten's lead and all that. And eventually that became a domino effect to where a lot of other conferences didn't necessarily have a choice in that matter. That once the Big Ten announced it, I don't think the other schools or other conferences necessarily wanted to follow, but them being the first one to do it kind of started a chain reaction, and then that was pretty much the only option left as you started moving forward. But the only thing I know that changed is, I know that the report of long-term issues on the heart maybe and what some players and young people are going through who have had COVID, what it does to their heart and stuff. But as I said, it just kind of seemed like an abrupt reaction, if that's part of the report. There just kind of seemed like an abrupt reaction to it. And I just don't understand why you can't wait. And Greg Sankey said this yesterday, the SEC commissioner, wait, get more data. Things change every day. I don't necessarily know why a decision, at least for canceling a season and moving it to spring or whatever, which, by the way, is a whole other story. That's not going to work. But it's just, I think they were trying to make too abrupt of a decision, and I don't understand that. Like you said, Bill, it's just I don't understand what changed so fast to where it goes from we're going to play to we're going to cancel instead of we're going to play and we'll hold off. It just went from 100 to zero in just a matter of days, and like I said, I think the backlash kind of changed their minds a little bit.
Tell everybody how they get Gators Breakdown, the podcast.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown on news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown and all the podcast platforms out there. Busy few days, Bill. Like I said, commitments. So we just talked about those. And then I went back last Friday and recorded an episode right after the SEC announced it's Texas A&M and Arkansas as Florida's 9th and 10th opponents this year. So hopefully we get to see those opponents, Bill. But nice little preview of what that means for Florida and the SEC East and the SEC and just in general if they're 9th to 10th games.
See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.